You can cry me a river.
Oh, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You have been listening to the smooth sailing songs of Julie London and Cry Me a River. Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I was imitating who? I don't know. You can find me at bruceallen.com. You can tweet me at bruceallen or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg, and I got some family financial matters I'm worried about with the stock market doing its thing today. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hello, Bruce. You kind of sounded like you were doing the DJ spot from the 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. shift on Smooth Cruise Radio into the night.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think I have a job potential?
I think you do have a job potential, absolutely. I think hosting Dad's Point of View is a really good position for you.
Well, thank you, Jim, for that undying support. How is your day going so far, Mr. Scheinberg?
My day is just fine.
Are you going to cheer me up as I watch the stock market plunge into the toilet yet again?
I'm not going to cheer you up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know I have you on this show for a reason.
No cheering up is necessary.
Okay.
The stock market and the economy globally and domestically are having a bad, I'll put an S at the end of it, a bad days. We're in a period that's not unlike your column right now, which is just a confluence of events. And when they all pile up on each other, you kind of feel like you can't do anything right, and it's all ganging up on you. And, I mean, ask yourself, when you were in that day before you went out and probably had a really delicious pizza with your son that night, how'd you feel when the bee stung you? How do you feel when you got the blister? Feels like you can't do anything right, doesn't it?
It sure as heck did.
Yeah. By the way, Bruce, I obviously knew Tosh, and my condolences to you. Wonderful dog. Wonderful dog.
Thank you. You went through it not so long prior, so I know you know.
It did. But it's important for us to realize, both when we're in bad days in our life as well as bad periods in the markets and in the economy, that just because everything doesn't seem to be going right now doesn't mean that every day for the rest of our lives or every day for the rest of the year is going to be another bad day. And in fact, I challenge you to ask yourself, how'd the next day go?
Mm-hmm. That is what I'm asking and speculating. But when we're in the throes of it sometimes, as Pastor Drew said in the previous segment, he encounters often these teen girls that just the whole world is collapsing around them, the world is falling apart. And you do feel like that at the moment. You just have to take you have to allow your mind to overtake your emotions.
Yeah. I mean, and that's my point. My point is, and it doesn't help, by the way. See, when you have a bad day, like the day you described, you're your own soundtrack. And you have the ability to pull yourself out of that if you're skilled in, you know, with those kind of tools. And you choose to do so. By the way, it's okay to have a bad day, too. It's okay to just say, I'm having a bad day, and just sit with that. And don't make it into anything more than it is, which is a bad life. But it's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to sit with those emotions of a bad day. But when we're dealing with the economy, not only do we have to look at the events that are causing that bad day or that bad day in the stock market, but then the media on top of it reminds us over and over and over and over and over again how bad of a day it really is. But no, wait. There's more.
Yeah, let's predict which of the national magazines next week will have a cover of a Dow Jones chart plummeting.
Right, right. I think it's safe to say that that you probably get that in Business Week. I'll probably see that.
Uh-huh.
Time Magazine will have somebody with a frown on the cover next week because they like to put people on their covers, but they will be frowning, no doubt. But the point is that the media, it's almost like our ego. The media is almost like our day-to-day emotional ego when it comes to events like a bad day. And what ends up happening is the media, they project out the bad day. They make it seem like all days are going to be bad forever. So not only do we have to deal with our own psyches when it comes to the economy and our own financial situations, but we're also dealing with the exacerbation of these people who are supposedly experts that are sitting and giving the gloom and doom discussion. And reacting
emotionally, not objectively.
And, yeah, because they themselves are individuals. But you also have to remember, and I always sound like I'm beating the media, but you know, they are.
That's all right. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, they are my favorite punching bag. Not that you and I are any different, because right now, technically, if you're a listener, Bruce and I are the media. So, but
we're the good media.
We are the good media. We're the voice of reason media. But that's the whole thing, is that when CNBC has a day like today and they have a couple of big news articles about a statement out of the Fed or a comment out of Japan or out of China in regards to their economy, well, remember, they're in the business of selling advertising dollars, so they want to get you watching. They want to keep you watching. And so they're not just going to go out there and present the mood on the street, which is going to be naturally gloom or certainly dark. But they're actually going to select the gloomiest of the gloom Their job is to play on those emotional heartstrings, because otherwise, if they bring the voice of reason in that says, hey, don't worry about it, it's just a bad day, 99 out of 100 of these days don't turn out to be indicative of anything, and you have some facts and figures to back up the statements that are made, instead of the prognostic. I heard a guy on TV say, when one gentleman said that the earnings and valuations of the market were compelling and that equities looked really, really good, the next expert that came on said, yeah, but you don't even know if that's going to be there. You don't know if the earnings are going to be there. Well, how do you refute that? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no fact or figure behind that. It's just sentiment and negative sentiment and emotionally charged sentiment and purposely selected by the financial press.
Right, to give that slant. You're absolutely right.
Right, exactly, because otherwise you're not going to wake up first thing in the morning tomorrow to find out if the stock market's down another 300 points.
Well, let me ask you a question regarding
this. If
you're
not scared, you're not going to stare at the screen.
I understand, and as you well know from our own personal history, I used to watch it many, many, many times each day.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, of course, you've gently pushed me to only watching it two or three times a day now. Obviously, way too often. I'm being a little facetious, but I do note it, but I don't note it as often. I certainly don't look at my statements as carefully or online. I wait till I get it once a month. But the other thing I really believe, and I think you could validate this, is that when you're having a bad day, if you're in that frightened or angry or anxious place, that is not the place to make a decision.
Yeah,
certainly to act rashly.
It's funny. 19 times out of 20, that's going to prove to be right. Sometimes fear is a defense mechanism, is a survival mechanism. I mean, if you're being chased by a bear, it may not be a time for you to say, well, I know I'm scared, but I'm not going to listen to my fear. But that doesn't mean that if you hear a twig snap in the woods, that you should start running because you think it might be a bear. And more often than not, when you hear the twig snap, it's not the bear. And I just want to remind everybody, I mean, here we are, and as you said, the last 2 days, really bad, markets pulled back really, really big. But guess what? In the last month and a half, we've been down at this exact level and bounced three times.
That's astonishing.
And we came really close to bouncing from this exact level a fourth time back about 2 weeks ago. And so what we've done is we've actually so far put in a base. Now, will the base hold? Stay tuned till next week. But it feels like we're worse than we were a month and a half ago when we hit this level for the first time, doesn't it?
Yes, that's
doesn't it feel
key.
Like there's more despair?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Jim, so how can that be? How can we feel that we're worse when we're not?
Well, I think to some degree, three or four in a row of these wear you down.
Well, they do, but in actuality, that if you talk to any market technician, they'll tell you that three or four of these successfully tested in a row is incredibly bullish.
Well,
what that tells you is that there's an intrinsic floor of valuation here, and so after a while, it's like putting bricks in a foundation. And so if we successfully hold this test, and so far today we did, we came down to the August lows and we bounced on the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
If we actually manage to hold here instead of breaking here, then this will have been another incredibly supportive evidentiary point for a floor. And you've got earnings right around the corner. You and I were talking during the break. We need positive news in order to move this market forward. With all the haranguing on Capitol Hill about the debt ceiling back last month, there, you know, you've got a void of optimism, and so you can't get any good economic news until you move past that. So September is going to be the first key test to find out whether we had any decent economic activities, because a lot of people are very pessimistic. So we need to see earnings in October come through to find out whether or not it's getting worse or not. But you certainly weren't going to get good news this month. So the fact
that
we
haven't.
Bounced,
it's another bad September, Jim.
It is.
It's so often. We are nearly out of time, so I would love to carry this on, but we unfortunately can't. Important, where can people find you and get your newsletter?
The newsletter that we'll be actually publishing in about 3 weeks, the new quarter, will be available by reaching out to us at info@npeer.com. That's info at N, like the direction north, peer, like I'm going fishing off the end of the pier, .com. Or you can find us on Bruce's website at bruceallen.com. We are on the radio page. There's a direct link to us.
I may jump off the pier today, Jim.
Well, that's okay, Bruce. I would just suggest a nice long walk. Just make sure it's not a short pier.
Thank you, Jim, for your wise words. It's great having you on the show. We will be back for some closing remarks. This is the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View.
Jim? Pandemonium, live boat to walk upon the scene.
That's in the room.
To illustrate
my last remark.
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.